Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Todos están pendientes a ti, pero tú puesta pa' mí. Haciendo que me odien más, porque todos te quieren probar. Lo que no saben es que no te dejas llevar de cualquiera. Y todos te quieren probar. Lo que no saben es que hoy yo te voy a buscar. Dile que tú eres mía, mía, tú sabes que eres mía.
For security. See, we already know.
Oh, wow.
We already know. So
we can be open and honest tonight. It's just, you know, not something that you need to do, but something that we'd like you to do. Talk to us. Would you marry for love or security? You know, this is an opportunity to just kind of let it all hang out. Interesting topic. I saw this topic somewhere else this week, and then we got hit up to make it a topic again tonight. I don't think we could ever stop talking about relationships. I don't think we can ever talk about relationships and marriage enough. The reality is marriage is on the decline, specifically amongst millennials. Millennials don't even want to leave the house. Millennials want to stay at home with mama and daddy. So, you know, they see marriage completely different. But I think in general, right, I mean, more and more people are opting to not get married. Why is that? Let's talk about it tonight. Would you marry for love or security? All the way live from Columbia, South Carolina.
That is
she
right.
Chops it up each and every Wednesday. I can smell what she got cooking already. Give it up for Feet.
Hey, how's it going? Not a thing, just working, grinding. How about you? What's good
cooking
on your
over
end?
There for the folks this evening. I'm good, but I smell what you're cooking. What is that?
That is called a soul roll. Not an egg roll, but a soul roll. Again, we're going to drop some little nuggets for Thanksgiving, some little tweaks and turns. So, yeah, the soul roll.
Mm-hmm.
Get
soul
into
roll.
That.
Okay, coming up in a few minutes, folks. We got the soul roll, something you can put on the dinner table this Thanksgiving for folks. Make them think you can really cook. You don't got to tell them to get it up for Team Hobbit Radio. Shout them a fee every
there
Wednesday. Would you marry for love or security is the topic. I'll tell you, what a difference a day makes. Because I think there was probably a point in my younger years where I really thought, like, I was going to marry, like, an older woman who, you know, was going to come along and feel like, you know, all she really needed was a good jackrabbit. And I felt like my jackrabbit was so good that, like, you know, she was, you know, she was just going to want it. And I wasn't going to have to do a whole lot of manual labor for the rest of my life. I felt like my jackrabbit was just going, you know, give me a rich chick.
Straight I'm
up,
sorry
you know.
For laughing.
I don't think I let go. Well, you know, it wasn't just my jackrabbit. It was really the fact that I, you know, not a bad looking dude either. So my jackrabbit and my love.
That all
yeah, that's really how I. That's really
stuff.
How I felt. Yeah, that's
oh,
really how
wow.
I felt.
Okay, bless your heart.
That's really how I felt. And then I got older. You evolve. You get older. You realize, Nick, you must be out of your mind. Like,
basically.
And you're like, wow,
yeah.
I can't even really think that. I can't even believe I thought like that. So
I can't
yeah,
believe you thought like that.
There was a point
up.
Where I really focused on security.
You thought she was going to get you a sugar
which is
mama.
Like really, really crazy. Sugar mama. Word. Yeah. Like no joke.
Okay.
No joke.
Bless
but guess
heart.
What? That was only because as a younger man, guess what?
You had sugar mama?
But I evolved, right?
Okay.
I evolved. And I realized that, one, nothing worthwhile comes easy. And ultimately, you know, I think it got to a point in a couple of instances where it got real thick because you get out what you put in at the end of the day, right? So, one,
right.
It was really borderline prostitution to a certain degree. And then it got real messy, you know, because when, but again, younger years, we live and we learn. And then you start to realize, well, damn, the older you get, you truly want to be with somebody that you care about. You want to be with somebody that you don't mind looking at, right? I do want to love the person that I'm with. You know, money can only take you but so far. You truly at some point want a connection. And so for me, I evolved as a younger person, really looking for a sugar mama, looking for some security, to the point where it's like, man, I definitely need a grown-ass woman who can handle business, you know, that I care about. And I do recognize that some women have a problem with saying I care about you versus I love you, because there's a difference. But let me tell y'all something about a man and how we think. If we care about you 9 times out of 10, we love you. I know you don't think it's the same, but we just that damn ignorant. You know, we really truly believe it's the same. I'm just saying. I ain't speaking for all men. I'm just speaking for ignorant men like me.
Okay. Gotcha. I'm still in shock. Like, you was out here, like, really, like, giving your issue away for, like, hey, for $40. Here you go. Like, you know, $2 holler.
Well, you know, you can probably add a four. You can add a four in front of that 44.
Okay.
I would know. If you're gonna call me something, now you're gonna have to call me high end. Now you're gonna have to call me high end, whatever you call me.
Yeah, you're not a hoe. You're a whore. You are a whore.
Well, so let's,
not a hoe.
Whatever you call me.
Okay.
Just put me on
the
high
end. I'm glad to know that you evolved, that you grown.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on. Absolutely.
Yeah. For me, it would definitely be love. When I look at that whole topic, marrying for either love or security, I guess my mind shuts down, because in my mind, I have two able arms, a clear head, you know, every other day, able legs. I can get out here. I can work. I can hustle. I can grind. I can take care of me. I can take care of mine. So why do I need someone to come in to marry, to actually, you know, take vows before God just to have that sense of security? No. For me, that's very shallow, that mindset, because eventually that quote-unquote security is going to get boring. So when things get boring, what do? You tend to look outside of what you're doing. So now you're in a secure quote-unquote marriage, but now you're searching for love, because you're not happy. You're just secure. You have a roof, you have a vehicle, your bills are getting paid, but again, you're still not happy. So you're going to look outside still. So to me, it doesn't even add up. You know, you don't want, of course,
to be with
anyone.
But did you always see it and understand it that way? Did you always see it and understand it so clearly, or did you evolve into someone who really, you know, kind of came to understand it?
I never looked at marriage as security. And I wasn't like, I heard you at the top of the show state that, you know, some of us was raised that way. I was never raised that way. My mom didn't have the quote-unquote one-on-one convo with me saying, you know, when you grow up and you get a husband, you just make sure that you're secure. I didn't have that conversation with my mom. And I was blessed to actually see my mom in two separate relationships, a relationship she was married to my father and a relationship that she's now in with my stepfather. I see the evolution that she went through. Like the marriage she's in now is pure love. So I think I was blessed to see that and want to mimic that. Now the marriage she was with my father, I can't say it wasn't love, but I can say they were young. And, you know, that went to the wayside. But I was just not that child, that girl, that was just raised to say, look for a man that's just going to take care of you.
I think in general, people kind of have that or are given that, you know, and more so women. We hear this more with women, but I think it's in general. You use what you have to get what you want, right? And so when I say it's in general, even though we use that concept more with women, but I think we do it in general, right? Because, you know, I think when it comes to men, it's clear with women what they use to get what they want, right? Mm-hmm. Typically, you know, ass and breasts. With dudes, I think physique a lot of times. You know, clearly, you know, the size of our genitalia, you know, builds confidence. And sometimes, you know, I mean, some cats have no problem flashing chicks. They have no problem flashing chicks because, you know, they're confident in what they have, right? So I think whether you are a football player, whether you are a wrestler, you know, you're using what you have to get what you want to a certain degree. So I think it goes both ways. And that crosses over into other areas when we're not careful, right? So we tend to think that, no, I would never do that, right? No, I don't think that way. But in some degree we do, because that whole use what you have to get what you want ultimately is you getting what you want, which there's a thin line between, to me, love and getting what you want. Does that make sense? It's 9:17, it's a social lab. And I figured you would be. That's why I asked, does that make sense? Would you marry for love or security? Plus, we're chopping it up with Fee. Let me clarify. Let me clarify. Let me, first of all, make sure I understand what I just – let me make sure I can repeat what I just said.
Okay.
Because if I can't repeat it, then I may be lost myself. And I think I may be lost because I'm not sure I can repeat what I just said. Can you repeat what I just said?
I'm going to need for you, whatever you're smoking, whatever you're drinking, I'm going to need you to just back
Not a thing. I'm not smoking anything. I'm not drinking anything.
King
so
515 is catching up with you.
Give me a piece of what I just said and I'll bring it back, because it was a lot.
I don't know, because I think where you were trying to go is that when you
give me a piece of it and I'll help you.
Okay, are you saying that if you have a certain asset that you can provide to someone, it can cross over to become love?
No, what I'm saying is to use what you have to get what you want, right? I mean, let's use a woman specifically.
Okay.
You got a man attracted to you. A man was attracted to you because you flaunted what you had in front of that man. That man was attracted to you, right? And what you had, your ass, your breasts. That's where it starts, and 9 times out of 10, that's where it ends. So you flaunted what you had to get what you want. There's a thin line between someone who loves you and someone who loves you because of what you flaunted or for what you have. The whole point about security, I can see how that did not connect, but my point is, when you are talking about loving somebody versus trying to connect with somebody for security, you don't flaunt what you have to appeal to someone when you're seeking love, I think is my point.
Okay.
You want someone to be attracted to you genuinely. And my point is, and it wasn't clear, and that's why I asked, did it make sense? Because I realized it might not have landed. My point is, often if we are truly looking for love and we're not looking for someone to simply take care of us, we're not simply looking to allure someone, you have to be careful with that concept and that mentality of using what you have to get what you want. Hopefully that's clearer, because I don't have nothing else.
I follow you. But for me, it's the whole security thing. It's a no-go for me. You know, you fall in love with someone, you know, hopefully you're falling in love with someone who in some instance matches you. So if you're a hustler, if you're a grinder, if you're someone who wants something out of life, hopefully you're attracting to the universe what you are. So you're going to meet someone with a like mind or on that same path, and you guys are going to grind together, and you're going to make it together. You're going to build it together. You're going to solidify something together, not necessarily walking in.
Do you think that's how women feel in general?
I can't say that. I can say that's how Felicia, the woman, feels. You know.
Yeah. Do you have girlfriends that feel the same way?
No, not all of them. That's what I was going to say. Now, to answer that question, I know women who have the mindset of marrying for security. I have friends who literally have said, I'm tired. I'm tired of working. I'm tired of doing this by myself. I need me a sugar daddy. I need someone who's going to come in here, take care of these bills. Mama is tired. And I used to have a running joke, and Lord knows it was a joke. I need me a sugar daddy that don't want no sugar. Because I feel like old people are going to give you worms. That's what I was told anyway. When I was growing up, it was a giggle. You're supposed to laugh. It was a joke.
When you say sugar daddy, you mean like for real, like old school. Like, see, nah. When I said older woman for me, like in my 20s, you know, she was in her 30s. Like, so I can remember being, wow. I mean, I can remember being like 16 and she was like 36, like 16. Now that's a little overboard, right? When I think about it, right? But again, that was the jackrabbit at work, buddy. The jackrabbit at work. Hey, it's the Social Lab T. Muhammad Radio. Hey, we got Fee coming up next with her, what's the soul, Fee?
Soul roll.
With the soul.
Not
roll
an egg roll, but a soul.
After the party, it's the Waffle House. Uh-huh. If you ever been here, you know what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. Where people don't dance, all they do is this. Uh-huh. And after the original, you know what it is.
Welcome to Atlanta.
Remix, it had to go down. I got something else to tell you about the new Motown. Where people don't visit, they move out here. And ain't no telling who you might see up in Lenox Square. I don't know about you, but I miss the Freak Nick. Cause that's when my city used to be real sick. People from other cities used to drive for miles just to come and get a taste of this ATL. I'm the MVP, most ballin' player. Make my own moves, call me the mayor. Monday night, you know things change with time. Magic City back looking like 89. All my homies on the south side up in the Ritz. Tuesday night, the Velvet Room, same shit. Wednesday, strokers, I don't go no more. Cause they don't know how to treat you when you come through the door. Thursday night was plush, but we moved the fuel. And I be up in the booth, drunk, acting the fool. Friday night, at Kaya, they still got love. And the Shark Bar be popping like it's a nightclub. Saturday, still off the he's it, the she's it. You can find me up in one tweezy. Sunday, getting me some sleep. I'm on my way to the deck to hit jazz and tease. Holla.
And yo, I'm from New York, man.
Representing NYC to the fullest. Got some killers. Heads be ducking in New York, be busting. Take that.
Welcome to New York, motherfuckers, where we don't play. And out of towners get got like every day. And a gangster's a gangster in every way. Sitting on 22s, this what long money do. Now the dawn's on it, city shine on it. Tell Flex to run it back and drop a bomb on it. Sunday we laying low in Halo, sipping Chris and we straight. Monday we go to Bungalow 8. Tuesday I'm in spa shake, and for the rest of the week, we just follow the freak. You can spot us out of town by the way that we walk, the way that we talk. Cocky to state of New York. Hot now, top down at the Ruck game. New coupe, no roof, player, what's my name? Now Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, Staten, Uptown, what now? Let's make it happen. New York, motherfuckers. You can make it.
New York, New York, you Negroes, is what P. Diddy said. What's going on? 917-889-3926. It's the Social Lab. That joint right there don't ever get old. Welcome to Atlanta, hey, but right now. Welcome to South Carolina. Welcome to South Carolina.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs,
Hey, all right, guys. What I'm going to bring you tonight is my soul roll. Now, you guys know when Thanksgiving comes, everyone is in that I'm going to hold on to my appetite until dinner. So you're pretty much starving from breakfast to dinner time. This here is something that you can drop for your family. I'm sorry?
Indeed, we are starving,
yes,
by the time is
you're
the time to eat.
You're starving. Yes, you're smelling the turkey and ham, and you're ready to eat. Well, if you drop these soul rolls in the interim, it'll actually carry you over to dinner time. Just don't eat too many of them because you'll spoil your appetite. But here's what you're going to need. You're going to need 2 pounds of smoked turkey necks or wings, several sprigs of fresh thyme, 1 large onion, oil of your choice as needed, kosher salt, 2 teaspoons of sesame oil, 3 cloves of garlic minced, 1/2 teaspoon of fresh ginger peeled and minced, 1/4 teaspoon of crushed red pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper, 1 teaspoon of smoked paprika, 1/4 cup of apple cider vinegar, 4 cups of finely chopped collard greens, stems removed, 1 tablespoon of soy sauce, 1 bunch of scallions sliced, 10 egg roll wrappers, and you can either use a sweet and sour sauce or mambo sauce if you're in the DMV area. Mambo is big in that area. But anywho, the instructions are you're going to add the turkey, the smoked turkey, thyme, half onion to a large pot. Add your water to cover. Bring it to a boil. Then reduce heat to about a medium low. Cover and cook until your turkey is tender and falling off the bone, which will take about 1 to 2 hours. You're going to remove your turkey from the pot and set aside to cool. Strain the broth, discarding the thyme and the onion. Reserve about 1 cup of the broth and save the remainder for another use. Now you're going to shred your turkey. Once cool enough to handle, discarding the bone, skin, and cartilage. Now you're going to dice the remaining onion half. In a skillet over medium heat, add 1 tablespoon of your oil and the sesame oil. Once the oil is shimmering, add the diced onion. Cook the onion until it's translucent and soft. Now you're going to add in your garlic, your ginger, your red pepper flakes, your black pepper, your smoked paprika. Season with a pinch of salt and cook for another minute until it's fragrant. Now you're going to deglaze your pan with your vinegar, scraping up any of your brown bits. Add the shredded smoked turkey, cup of reserved smoked turkey broth, and bring the mixture to a boil. Add your chopped greens, reduce the heat to medium-low. So all you're basically doing at this point is adding in your greens and your turkey. Now what you're going to then do is prepare a clean flat surface to assemble your egg rolls. Fill a small dish with water. Add 2 to 3 tablespoons of the cooled collard green filling to the center of an egg roll wrapper. Fold your bottom corner over the filling. Dip your finger in your water, moisten the border so that you can seal your egg rolls tightly. Now you're going to place your egg rolls on a parchment or your wax lined paper on a baking sheet. Assemble your egg rolls and cover and refrigerate for a few hours. You want to put them in the refrigerator so they can get firm. Then after you take them out of the refrigerator, fry them immediately. And once you finish frying them until they're golden brown or they rise up to the surface in your grease, take those bad boys and dip it in your sweet and sour sauce or your mambo sauce, whatever sauce of your choice. But I promise you, they will tie you over. So try to eat them about 12, 1 o'clock-ish so you don't be in your mama's pots picking. Eat those around that time. You'll be good to go. But these right here, these soul rolls are a number one hit. Try them out for me.
Soul rolls. Go ahead and check them out. Either one of them sauces sound bomb. I think I'm going to go with that sweet and sour myself. Try them up this Thanksgiving. Let us know how it works out.
Yes.
Feet live out
Absolutely.
Of Columbia, South Carolina. It's 9:30.
Yo, yo, yo. Gangali in the building. All fruits ripe. You done know we got real talk with real people in these real times going on up here in the social lab with TM Hyman Radio. Yeah.
This is Social Lab Team Hyman Radio. Would you marry for love or security? Plus chopping it up with Fee each and every Wednesday. I'll tell you one thing that I have gathered here recently specific to marriage, specifically relationships, like understanding one another is something that absolutely has to take place. If we don't really take time to understand like one another as individuals, it's not going to work out. A lot of times we give up, I think, on people because we just don't understand. And most of the time, the problem is not with the other person. And just walk with me for a minute. Often the problem is not with the other person. I'm going to let that marinate momentarily. You're going to take a pause for the calls. Come right back. This is Daniel Caesar featuring her. It's called Best Part. Again, pause. Come back with me on the other side of this. Often in relationships, it's easy to blame the other person. We don't take enough time to zoom out and really think about the fact that maybe you're the problem. If you change how you see things, the whole situation will change. We'll keep the conversation going. 9:33, Social Lab, TMI Radio.
Makes makes me feel so nice. You're my water when I'm stuck in the desert. You're the talent all I take when my head hurts. You're the sunshine of my life. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it.
Daniel Caesar, Best Part, 935-917-89-3926. 917-889-3926. You can hit us up and let us know your thoughts. Before the break, was going down the path of often you have to really check yourself in a relationship. I think whether you marry for love or whether you marry for security, ultimately it's your personal choice. And you have to deal with the consequences. But I think if you're looking for a long-term situation, regardless, whether it's security or marriage, you really got to check yourself. Often, you know, it's easy for us to blame one another in a relationship. And really it's often for one person to blame the other, thinking that they're the problem in a relationship. But I have often found, and I think even recently, as I'm like, you know, trying to figure some things out, it starts really with me. And I had to really seek some advice on perspective, I think, recently. And it wasn't about any one thing, but it was just in general. And it was interesting, really, when you're open to other people's perspectives about things, it gives you a different perspective. When you change how you look at something, the whole thing will change. And Sophie, I don't know how much you want to add or subtract in this particular instance, but the fact that you have always really thought from an independent perspective, it sounds like, you know, you've always thought about, I can take care of myself. I truly want to marry for love. Is it easy for you to get out of your own way? Is it easy for you to check yourself and to see where you are the issue and the problem, or is the problem mostly the other person?
Oh, I would never say it's mostly the other person.
That's
for
good.
Me, in any relationship, friendship, whatever, I have to look at me first and foremost, and actually only me, because if you see how hard it is to try and change yourself, imagine how hard it is to try to change someone else. So when you actually look in the mirror, you're not looking at the exterior. For me, I'm not looking at the exterior. I'm looking at the internal. Where did I go wrong? You know, those signs that.
Is it always that something went wrong, though? I mean, because I think that's how we look at it. We look at, like, right and wrong.
Right. And you could actually, you could say it went wrong because, say, a relationship went south. It didn't go the way that we planned. But it went right because you learned something from it. You grew. For me, I always grow from a situation. I don't let it keep me stagnant. So, I'm sorry.
Right. No, I'm with you there. I mean, I try to grow.
Yeah.
From any situation, it's like, okay, you know, I either win or I learn. I never fail.
Right.
Either win or learn.
Right. You know, it'll teach you, even in a bad situation, it'll teach you what you don't want. It'll teach you what you don't deserve. It'll teach you that you're not going to go down that path. You're not going to go, you know, you're not going to ignore the warning signs, because that's what I think we tend to do. You know, we tend to go to God and ask God, God, please send me this sign. And God will send you a missile and you'll still say, is that the only missile you got, God? Can you send me another one?
Yeah.
Or God is sending you every sign and you're still putting a question mark where he's put a period, you know? So for me, no, I don't look at the other person, because for me, the other person, hopefully that person will walk away and look at himself and say, okay, this is what I could have done differently or should have done differently, whatever the case. But I don't dwell on the opposite or on the other party. I tend to focus on me. Because when you point your finger at someone else, you got how many fingers pointing back at you, you know?
Like three or four, depending on how many fingers you have. Like three or four, right. Typically four.
Oh, okay.
But there's some four-finger freaks walking around, and so they only have three pointing back at them.
You're not going to go there tonight.
Listen, they're missing their middle finger. How about that? Yeah, that would be pretty interesting.
Not tonight.
Whether you marry for love or marry for security, try to make sure they have all their fingers. That's the message tonight.
No T Rex arms, no baby hands.
No baby. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of folk walking around looking for love. And I'm not even sure that some people even know that they're looking for love. But I challenge you to open yourself up for what it is that the universe has for you, for what it is that God has for you, for what it is that is out there for you. Open yourself up and be
honest about it. Mm-hmm.
And be honest about it.
Yeah.
And so when you say be honest about it, what does that mean?
For me, I have a lot of friends. And I notice a few of them at this stage in their life, in this season, they're sugarcoating exactly what they want, almost dummying themselves down just to say that, okay, we're in our mid-40s now, I need a mate. I need love.
Meaning I have
to lower my standards?
I have to lower my standards because I'm getting older?
Yeah. And when I say be honest as to what you're looking for and be intentional as to what you're looking for. You know, I said it last week, you know, up until recently, I wasn't saying an intentional prayer. I was saying a blanket prayer. God, please send me a husband, because I'm tired. I'm ready to be in love. I'm ready to be married. I'm ready to cook for my husband. Those are the only things that I was saying. But when I really sat back and thought about it, I was like, you know what? God, go send me just that, a man. And I'm going to be still sitting here scratching my head like, okay, well, I got a man. I guess he want to marry me. I guess I'll go ahead and take this week. There was no love in it. There was no partnership. There was no friendship. None of that. So when I was finally intentional with what I was looking for, the universe gave me exactly what I spoke to it. Praise God. But I have friends who have literally said, please just send me a husband. And they've gotten a fiance, but yet and still the happiness and the joy and the blissfulness that you would think that would come with, it hasn't, because that person is just a shell of what they actually want. They weren't honest. They weren't intentional in their search. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
You know?
And I think, you know, the last part that you just said is key. You must be honest and intentional about your search. regardless of whether that search again is a love search or is a security search. You have to dig deep within yourself. Be honest about what you're looking for. And most importantly, my friends, you have to be honest about what you need. Because as rude as this may sound, I'm grown enough and I'm honest enough to know that this is the truth. And sometimes the truth hurts, but it's what you need. If you're at a point where love is not what you need, insecurity is what you need to be honest about that. But not only do you need to be honest with yourself, you need to be honest with the person that you're looking to bond with, because this is what some of us are mistaken by. We're mistaken to think that we're the only ones that feel that way. And there are people out here who can connect with people who also are just looking for security. And so as a man, I'm no longer looking for a woman to make me feel secure financially. But there are things in a relationship that a woman can make me feel secure in. And it has nothing to do with money.
Right.
And so women, make sure that you understand what your man needs, because your man may not need a bank account, right? But he may be empty when it comes to his emotions. He may be empty when it comes to being nurtured, right? Maybe he was never nurtured, and that's what he needs from you, that nurturing, right? And again, men, you have to be honest about what it is that you need, and open. And in a word outside of honest and intentional, here's a word that many of us have a hard time embracing, and that's the word vulnerable. You have to be vulnerable with someone that you are talking about spending perhaps the rest of your life with. And even if you're just trying
to
spend,
feel like you're in
that the next 6 months with somebody, right? You still need to be vulnerable with that person if you're going to achieve like, you know, that utopia, I think, that we're seeking. And if you don't know what utopia is, look it up.
Now, do you feel that you're in that season?
I am certainly in that season where, for me, it's like I want to feel something I've never felt before. That's what I'm seeking. I think as it relates to the next level, right, long term, right? I mean, when you talk about going all in, you go all in with something that makes you feel all in, right? And so sometimes I think you can engage and you can be in something and not be all in to something. And so I want an all in feeling. And so sometimes we have what we're looking for right in front of us, and it comes down again to understanding what you have, because often we think the grass is greener on the other side, first and foremost. And I just talk to fellas for a minute. Sometimes we think grass is greener on the other side, but sometimes we can jump out of the frying pan into the fire, right? And so that's why I stress the importance of checking yourself sometimes, because often you can point the finger, but like you said, you know, when you point the finger, how many fingers are pointing back, right? It's like four, a lot of fingers. So what that says is, before you can ever, you know, try to blame somebody else or try to, you know, figure out, you know, where the problem lies in the other person, you know, try to figure out, you know, are you looking at the situation right? Can you look at the situation different? Do you even understand it? Do you understand the person you're with? And what I can say honestly is, I think in most instances, specifically instances where people give up in situations, they really didn't understand each other. I'm not talking about people who have money problems, people who just got married because they, you know, was forced into it or just had kids. We know that happens every day. I ain't talking about that. A lot of people don't know the people that they're with. They didn't take the time to get to know the person that they were with.
That's true. That's true. Lot of times, often, we have a perspective, and we tend to put our own perspective, project our own perspective on our mate. You see what I'm saying? So, in
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's not fair.
We want them to live up to our expectations. And it's not fair, really. When you're honest about it, it's not fair, because what you realize is people are who they are, and whether we want to believe it or not, we were who we were when we were pushed out of the womb. We've been that person ever since we came out, and as we get older. Right, you go from an infant to an adolescent to a teenager, you know, to an adult, and we evolve as an adult. But we are still that same person that we were pushed out of the womb. There's some things about us that's been the same since we were like 5 years old. Mm-hmm. You've been doing that same little crazy thing since you was five. You still did it at 25. And you 45 and you still do it. And the person that you with, they have to embrace that crazy little thing about you because you've been doing it since you was five. Those are the type of things that we have to get to know about each other, and we have to embrace it, because I think we all make the mistake. You know, women typically make the mistake with men thinking, you know, I can change that nigga. I could change him. Lies. That nigga been stealing since he was seven. He was stealing when he was 17, and he 37, and he still steal. And you ain't been able to change that. Mm-hmm. See, some things about us you just have to accept.
Wow.
Don't go into a situation thinking you're going to change somebody. Go into that situation accepting that thing about that person. And if you feel like that's not something that you can accept, then let it go.
That's it.
But don't go in thinking that I can change that about that person. Accept that thing. Love that thing. Would you get married for love or security? That's our topic tonight. Interesting conversation. Go back, check out the podcast at the very, very top. Get out of your own way. Talk to people. Get people's perspective. Stop making it about you. Everything is not about, you know, you. And when I say that, meaning, you know, everybody is not, you know, trying to come down on you.
Yeah.
But sometimes we need to check ourselves to see, like, how can I look at this thing different? How can I look at this thing different? I believe everybody wants, I'm not sure that everybody wants to be loved, but I believe most people want to be loved. And in order to be loved, you have to give love. And I think we could use a little bit more love in the world that we're living in. Just a little bit more. I don't think it'll hurt anybody. Not one person. Folks, register to vote if you have not voted. We got an election coming up in 2020, and we don't need you scrambling trying to figure out if you on the list. Get ahead of the game. I saw a casino be opened up recently. I don't know what city this casino was in, but Negroes was wrapped around this damn building. You would have thought they were giving out Air Jordans for free. What I need.
Oh wow.
I need that same energy coming out of that city where them black people was wrapped around that casino. We need that same energy come election season. You heard? That same energy. Come on, folks.
I agree.
Register to vote. Rock the vote. Let's prioritize. Let's set some goals. Let's aim high. And let's get it. We're not getting no younger folks. In fact, let me help some of y'all. Some of y'all getting old as hell. Not me. Some of y'all. Not me. Some of y'all. Take us home, Fee. Thanks for rocking
all
with us.
All right, guys. Absolutely. It has been real. I want you guys to ponder that question, love of security. Be intentional in all that you do. And going forward, coming into this weekend, everyone be safe. Have an amazing weekend and catch you guys back on the flip on Monday. Take care.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. Talk radio.